right. So I'm jumping the 2SER time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. Going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happening on today's day. Today being the 16th of March. Just what's going on this day in history. On this day in the year 455, Roman Emperor Valentinian III was assassinated by two retainers while training with his bow on the Campus Martius. The assassination of Valentinian followed his murder of General Flavius Artius. Valentinian was pretty pleased with himself, but two followers of Artius were the ones who would go on to assassinate him, put up to it by Petronius Maximus, who would succeed Valentinian after his death. Maximus didn't do too much better in the job, though. He was stoned to death by a Roman mob only 11 weeks into his reign. Never does too well to get stoned on the job. After the fall of the Chateau Monseigneur following a 9-month siege, over 200 Carthas, a form of Christian duelist, were burnt on a bonfire by the Kingdom of France. Ferdinand Magellan, the Portuguese explorer who organized the expedition that resulted in the first circumnavigation of the globe, reached the island of Panmunjom in the Philippines on today's date in 1521. You're a bit of a soccer fan. 1872, the Wanderers FC won the first FA Cup, the oldest football competition in the world, beating the Royal Engineers AFC 1-0 at the Oval in Kennington, London. 1898, in Melbourne, the representatives of the five colonies adopted a constitution which would become the basis of the Commonwealth of Australia. Robert Goddard launched the first liquid-fueled rocket at Auburn, Massachusetts on March 16th in 1926. Very significant date for the field of rocket science. In 1935, March 16th, Adolf Hitler ordered Germany to rearm herself in violation of the Treaty of Versailles. Did not go particularly well. In related news, as part of World War II, on the same day in 1945, the Battle of Iwo Jima ended and 90% of Wurzburg, Germany was destroyed in only 20 minutes by British bombers, resulting in around 5,000 deaths. 1968, as part of the Vietnam War, the My Lai Massacre occurred on March 16th. The Vietnam War mass killing of between 347 and 504 unarmed Vietnamese civilians by US Army soldiers. In spite of the huge number of US soldiers involved, only one was ever convicted, for which he served only 3.5 years under house arrest for his part in slaughtering 22 innocent civilians. It was called the most shocking episode of the Vietnam War, although undoubtedly not the only one that people would be shocked to hear about. 1978, supertanker Amoco Cadiz split in two after running aground on the Port Sal Rocks, 3 miles off the coast of Brittany, resulting in the largest oil spill in history at the time. March 16th, the Halabja chemical attack took place in 1988. The Kurdish town of Halabja in Iraq was attacked with a mix of poison gas and nerve agents on the orders of Saddam Hussein, killing 5,000 people and injuring around 10,000 more. And again, same day, 2001, March 16th, HIH Insurance folded in the largest corporate collapse in Australian history. A royal commission and criminal proceedings following led to the imprisonment of director Rodney Adler and two additional former executives. And as I say, same day, 2001, a series of bomb blasts took place in the city of Shijianguang in China, killing 108 people and injuring 38 others. Was the biggest mass murder in China in decades. Not a great day all around today in history. A lot of death, a lot of destruction. Hopefully we have some cheerier birthdays this morning to make up for a very dark day in history. Astronomer Caroline Herschel, the first woman to ever work as a paid scientist. Great! She was born on this day in 1750. Matthew Flinders, the first man to circumnavigate Australia, 1774. Okay, we're doing well so far. Oh no, more bad news. Joseph Mengele, the Nazi war criminal who performed inhumane medical experiments on Auschwitz prisoners and was nicknamed the Angel of Death. He was born March 16th in 1911. It's okay though, you know, he is dead now. He shares a birthday with Jerry Lewis, 1976. Eric Estrada, 69 this morning. Jerome Flynn, Bronn of Game of Thrones fame, is 55. Terrific actor. Lots of voice work. Alan Tudyk is 47. And footy player Michael Ennis is 34. Got some famous musos for us as well this morning. New Orleans-based guitarist Brian Lee, he's 75 this morning. We were hearing a track before from Brian Lee and the blues power band Braille Blues Daddy, a track named after Brian Lee himself. That's his nickname. We are going out on someone different today, as you can probably tell. Some more birthdays. Flavor Flav is 59. Steve Marker, guitarist for Garbage, is also 59 this morning. Paddy Griffin is 54. Wolfgang Van Halen, son of Eddie Van Halen, is 27. But who's this one going out to? We're hearing now. This one going out to Michael Bruce, guitarist for Alice Cooper or Alice Cooper's backing band, however you want to call that one. Inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2011. He's 70 this morning. Very happy birthday, Michael. Also played in a band with a name inspired by this song. Billion Dollar Babies by Alice Cooper. Taking us out on this day in history for 2SER 107.3.